God bless you, Brother Charles, and your faithfulness. Well, this call is being recorded now. Again, this is Sister Amber from Chicago, and we thank God for this magnificent Miracle Monday on this Labor Day weekend and this Labor Day. And again, we just thank God for each and every one of you. I'm going to turn it over to our host, Tiffany. Are you there?
Good morning, good morning, good morning, Minister Amber. This is Pastor Vanessa. I don't see Amber on the board, so I'm just going to hop on
in this morning.
Pastor
Vanessa, I'm here.
Oh, great.
Pastor Vanessa, I'm here. Good morning, good morning. Happy Labor Day to everyone. Thank you for joining us on the Master's Morning Call. We greet each one of you with kingdom greetings, and we thank you because on the West Coast we have a little bit of rain, but that just still tells me that God is an awesome God. So we thank each one of you for joining us on the Master's Call. And we stand on Scripture, Psalms 88:13, which says, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning our prayers come before you." And the Master's Call also has a web address, www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. And if you go back through that website, you'll see that all of our calls have been archived since October the 25th of 2010, which we're approaching that day with expectation for great things to continue to happen on the Master's Call. And if you would like to email us, we invite you to email us at any time at themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. If you would like to be a prayer intercessor on this line or you have any comments or any concerns, then we invite you to email us at any time. The Master's Call, the founders of the Master's Call are none other than Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts. And we thank you once again for joining us on the Master's Call. At this time, I would like to ask for our prayer intercessor to come and open us up in a word of prayer.
Can you hear me, Sister Tiffany?
Loud and clear.
I'm
all
here.
Right. Okay, God bless you. Again, we just thank each and every one that's on this call and your faithfulness on this Labor Day weekend and this magnificent Miracle Monday. And we're just going to go to the throne so we can get the word of the Lord. And so, Heavenly Father, we just bless you and we thank you. And we can't thank you enough, God, because you allowed us to see another day that you had had before the foundations of the world set in order and in time. And so, God, we come in a volume of the book that is written for us on today. And so, God, we look to you, the author and the finisher of our faith. And, God, even as your word says in 1 Corinthians 15:58, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that our labor is not in vain. And God, whatever we do heartily unto you and not unto man, Father God, we know that is blessed. And so we just are thankful for this another year of Labor Day and the holiday, God, and all that went before us as well as ourselves. God, that you're blessing each and every person, God. We actually continue to bless Artists International and the founders, Father God, and everyone that is connected to Artists International, God. And for the ones that are not, God, whatever their business endeavors or their work endeavors, Father God, or whatever they're doing, God, unto you, Lord Jesus, and trusting you, God, God, we know that it is aligning up according to your word, Father God, and we're thankful for that. Lord, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for the word of God that would be coming forth from the woman of God, Lord Jesus. We ask that the word be powerful, Lord. The anointing, Father God, is burning when you move and yoke-destroying power, and whatever the need is, one word can change our lives. So, God, we receive the word. We set the atmosphere, God. We shift anything that is not of you, God, and, God, we thank you for your presence by the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. God, we pour down every stronghold, cast down every imagination, every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and we bind the hand of the enemy and let him know that we veto and cancel your every assignment, pit plan and maneuver and reverse it and send it back to the very pit of hell. God, we thank you for the blood covering. We thank you for your angels that are ascending and descending according to your word on our behalf on this master morning call, God. So we bless you. We honor you, Jesus, as never before. And well, God, have your way. In Jesus' holy name, it is so. Amen and amen. Back to you, Sister Tiffany.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Prayer General Amber, for opening us up with the word of prayer. And if you are a member of Artists International, where the founders are the Diaz de Leon family, we say check your back office to see what's in your back office and what's on the table and how you can be blessed through Artists International. And if you're not a member of the Artists International family, then I do invite you to get back with the person that invited you to this call and truly find out what Artists International is all about, because truly Artists International is changing lives one at a time. So we thank you once again for joining us on the Master's Call. And at this time, it is my privilege and pleasure and honor to bring to you the co-founder of this call, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, a victorious woman of God, a virtuous woman of God, a woman who walks in victory. At this time, none other than my sister, Dr. Vanessa, if you would come to the line at this time. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you. Thank you. You surprised me. You was just a number on the board, and we are always honored on the West Coast as we seek the Lord. For them, it's real early in the morning. We so love and appreciate you, Evangelist Tiffany, and our prayer general, for opening us up. I tell you, we're excited for this day. We don't ever want to take a day for granted. I love how a speaker once said, if you didn't like the way your day went, try missing one. I said, whoop, yeah. So we're going to be grateful for this magnificent miracle Monday. Want to celebrate what this day is really all about. I started talking about it on Friday, but we want to continue today with a labor of love. And the acronym God gave me almost 2 years ago for the word love on this Labor Day is living, overcoming, victoriously every day. Living, overcoming, victoriously every day. That's what agape love will do in your life. That's what agape love will do in your surrounding. It's different than philia love or eros love or the different kinds of love. This is at 1 Corinthians 13, that if you never really studied and really ate the meat of the word of agape love that God and his word ask us to have, that's a great place to start. Living, overcoming, victorious every day. And today we're celebrating Labor Day. And we're talking about, with the theme and the clear understanding, that we are all ambassadors of Christ, but even more so, we're his ministers in the marketplace. See, many Americans across the country are off work today for a designated holiday. But as we learned so powerfully with the teaching of Dr. Miles Monroe about purpose, if we don't understand or know the original intent of a thing, misuse or abuse is inevitable. If we don't know or understand the original intent of a thing, we often don't appreciate its true value. For many of us on this call this morning, this master's call, we don't know the history of Labor Day. So most of us just see it as a long weekend, that last weekend of the summer, where we get the first Monday off in September, and it does officially end our summer. Well, this morning, let's listen to the history, the meaning of a thing, as we're talking about love. Of the Labor Day. I laughed because the other day I was discussing with someone about Juneteenth, and I was giving them the true history of Juneteenth, and they're like, well, I never knew that, because they live in Chicago. And I was saying lovingly, well, you know, what day did y'all get freed in Illinois? What do you mean? What do you mean, Pastor? Well, Juneteenth, for those of you who didn't know on the line even this morning, June 19th, to be exact, in 1868 is when slaves were freed in Texas, which was 2 years after the Emancipation Proclamation. It finally got down to us in Texas. It has just mushroomed across the country, and I love how the whole country celebrates Juneteenth. But when I ask them, what about your state? When were slaves freed? Most of them don't know, because most of you didn't even know that Juneteenth was a Texas celebration. FYI, so we need to know our history. why we do what we do. For today, Labor Day is a celebration of the labor movement and the American workforce. It's a celebration of the benefit and dignity. Let me say those two words again. The benefit. So you're off today because of a benefit of someone else, and the dignity, the pride they had in doing a great job. The benefit and the dignity of work and its transformational role in our lives and of America. The founding of Labor Day is hazy. There are some historians who claim that the co-founder of the American Federation of Labor, Peter McGuire, initiated the holiday. Now, others state that a secretary of the Central Labor Union proposed the holiday. But either way, back in 1882, on the 5th of September in 1882, the first Labor Day parade took place in New York City, where over 10,000 people took an unpaid day off. How many of y'all would go out for an unpaid day off of work to celebrate the American workforce and show their desire for better working conditions and better treatment in the workplace? See, I'm going somewhere because the biggest thing right now is what the issue of unemployment work. In the years to follow, many local municipalities celebrated ordinances to commemorate Labor Day. From there, New York State became the first to have such a holiday proposed in its state legislature. But on February 21st, 1887, from 1882 all the way to 1887, Oregon became the first state to pass such a law. And then soon after, you had Colorado, Massachusetts, New Jersey, and New York followed suit. But in 1894, after 12 years of more parades being held in more cities across America, and after more states making Labor Day an official holiday, on June 28th, of 1894, Congress finally made it into a legal national holiday. The credit for the holiday spirit is totally in the domain of the American labor unions, which have undeniably stood up for workers' rights. They truly helped to create safe conditions, decent wages, and compassion for others in regards to the human condition and all that comes with it. In that sense, in the sense that Labor Day and the unions that led to the holiday and the improved conditions that America workforce deserves. It is a day as worthy of celebration as other celebrations that mark momentous occasions and events in our history. But what are you saying? There is another side of Labor Day, and that is also celebrated, and it's the side that we want to hone in on this morning, the side of dignity of labor. See, labor affords one in a sense of purpose, as well as the opportunity to rejoice in its fruits of their labor. You know that four-letter word that's not a cuss word? Work. It's a driving force that does more than just keep an economy strong, but it keeps one's soul strong. See, this morning, we're understanding that we've got to plan our work and then work our plan and watch God blow on it with a harvest beyond our wildest dreams. All this morning, a labor of love, living, overcoming, victoriously every day, celebrating Labor Day because we are God's ministers in the marketplace. See, this morning we celebrate the tireless labor of some. So many of us are enjoying the success and the benefits of today. We're on the backs of those. What do you mean by that, Dr. Vanessa? Well, most of us have parents, grandparents, or even great-grandparents who made tremendous sacrifices, labors of love, so that we could benefit today. They have a ministry of service in the marketplace. See, on this call today, we celebrate the God and Antonio and Emilia Diaz de Leon, who had a vision over 22 years ago. They sacrificed and struggled to birth and nurture a dream, which today we benefit from their success, a labor of love for their children and their children's children and us many distributors of artists international worldwide. Today, We also celebrate Gloria Tate, who had the foresight to invite Dorothy Cook, who we call affectionately Godmother, who brought in so many. See, in the beginning, when things were not structured, and for an English-speaking market, when things were not convenient, I loved and laughed at the Houston Regional Conference, how they talked about how nothing was printed in English, and how several of them as a team went to one of the meetings and everything was said in Spanish. And I love how Marie Preston said when the other everybody stood up, they stood up. Not they understood anything they were saying. And when the others clapped in Spanish, they clapped. And see, we don't even remember or understand the sacrifices that they kept focused and faithful. Others such as Ruth and a few others with Gloria and Dorothy, our godmother, those were labors of love. Those were days that we laugh about, but most folks wouldn't have lasted. See, this call, the master's call, as we're upcoming excitingly on a year, so many of us have stayed faithful to help keep us focused, getting God his time first thing every morning. We celebrate all of you, our TMC family, our prayer warriors. We are here each morning, holiday or not, full of diligence and striving to come with the spirit of excellence, with God's anointing and presence as a labor of love. See, a labor of love, living, overcoming victoriously every day, celebrating Labor Day as God's ministers in the marketplace. Well, let's today discuss four ingredients to a labor of love, to being the ministers in the marketplace. First, a labor of love has a why that makes us cry. A labor of love first has a why that makes us cry. See, to work with purpose and dignity, to work with the spirit of excellence, taking pride in doing a great job, not because a boss is watching, but because our God is watching, being his living epistle in the marketplace. Well, secondly, we are our brothers and our sisters' keeper. Team spirit is a God thing. See, remember team, the acronym, together, everyone achieves more. There's no I in team. You can't be successful in network marketing without helping others. A labor of love purpose and proposes that we have to serve others, to help others become successful. I love how they say you may be in business for yourself, because that's where true entrepreneurship and worth and wealth comes from, but you're not in business by yourself. Galatians 5, verses 13 through 14 reads, and that church that Paul that wrote to the church at Galatia, for brethren, ye have been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. That 14th verse in chapter 5 says, for all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. The third principle we want to talk about is labor is a process, a time of perfecting, a time of maturing. A labor of love will mentor. It will empower others. It will embrace the concept of duplication, understanding that it brings about multiplication of effort, of output, of fruit, of success. Here's a great example. Jesus mentored 12. He didn't mentor 2,000. Jesus mentored one-on-one, touching the lives, close circle of influence, 12, who became the 120 in the upper room, all in one accord, who went out and spread the gospel to the four corners of the world. And here we are today. See, don't try to avoid or skip your process. It will cause premature births, which are often and lead to stillborn visions or destroyed dreams. The fourth of our labor of love, it will produce a legacy of prosperity and success. I love to use the word posterity, because see, posterity is generation after generation after generation, the Ford family. I love when I attended Spelman, one of the board members, every time you said her name, you know, I said money. I said, Lord have mercy. Her name was Laura Spelman Rockefeller Chase. And I said, Laura Spelman, wow, I'm sitting here at Spelman College, Rockefeller. foundations, money, Chase, and Chase Bank, wow, posterity. See, you want to create wealth. That's what Deuteronomy teaches you, for your children's children's children. And it starts with the laboring in love. We're not just working hard for today, but for generations to come. Labor to produce generational blessings. See, it grieves my spirit when I hear a person say, especially a parent, I worked hard to get mine. They got to work hard to get theirs. There's a little imbalance in that. They need to work, but you're working hard so they don't have to work as hard. You don't want every generation to push the restart button, especially for people of color. Many times that's been our dilemma and our downfall, that we aren't passing the baton of good work ethics, that we aren't passing the baton of extended family and community. All gonna say amen on me this morning. Proverbs 13:22 says, in that 22nd verse of the Book of Wisdom, in Proverbs 13 says, a good man or woman leaves an inheritance to his children's children, and the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. We're so busy looking at all the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. Oh, but don't forget your part. You and I need to leave an inheritance for our children's children. That's our part of the equation. See, we're blessed people because of the sacrifices of many who come before us. And this Labor Day, it's great to rest from labor and enjoy fun and food and fellowship. But just like Christmas Day and Resurrection Day, don't you ever forget the reason for this day and this season. The holiday is to celebrate the human sacrifices of others who worked hard and long hours to benefit our quality of life today. See, because of the sacrifice made by some, so many of us can enjoy the success it brings us today. Today we celebrate the labor of those who have gone before us. Today we celebrate the human efforts and sacrifices of those who labored for us. There are four ingredients to a labor of love in our ministry in the marketplace. A labor of love, we said, has a why, let's review, that makes you cry to work, to labor with purpose and dignity. Secondly, we said today, we are our brothers and sisters' keeper. Team spirit is a God thing, not just a good thing, it's a God thing. Labor is a process, a time of perfecting, a time of maturing. And then fourthly, a labor of love will produce a legacy of prosperity and posterity and success. Oh, a labor of love, living, overcoming victoriously every day, celebrating Labor Day as ministers in the marketplace. And how do we do that? In these last 3 minutes, let's go through that acronym word of love. See, the L in love is to live, to look for opportunities to serve. Look for opportunities to serve. My prayer every day is, God, let me be your hands extended. God, let others see Christ through me. Let them see Jesus in me. Let me look and not miss the opportunities to serve, to show the agape love for Christ. So to look for opportunities, creative ideas, to share artists with others, living a loving life by loving people. Living is leading others, that other L in love, lead others. The O is in love is overcoming. The labor of love, the love of God through the blood of Jesus will enable you to overcome whatever is coming against us. In Revelation 12, that 11th verse says, we overcome by what? The blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Another O is stay open to the opportunities and the possibilities that God desires to bring into our lives for our good each and every day. And the V in love, victoriously. See, in this September, this Labor Day, to remember, we're going to see our God do some things we have never seen before. As we come into agreement, one for all and all for one, in covenant knowing we are victorious in Christ. We're in the midst of a battle, but it's a fixed fight. The Word of God promises us victory. We've read the back of the book, and we win. Stop letting the devil keep you having a victim mentality. Wrong thee. The blood of Jesus promises us victory. Jehovah Nissi, see yourself victorious. And that other V is use your voice to decree and declare his promises. And that's another V, vital. See, just like it's very important to have healthy vital signs in the natural, the first thing they do when you go into the doctor's office, they check your vital signs. Well, as a spiritual being, it's so important. It is so, so important to daily activate our atmosphere, our spiritual realm, and our circle of influence with our own voice, saying only what God says about us. It is vital to lift our own voice with praise and exaltation to Jesus Christ our Lord. And then the E in love is every day. Energize. See, our last action is our last E is an action word. Every day means daily. Daily. And with everyone, that means leave no one out. Skipping no days. What we call in our artist business, taking massive action. Encourage yourself. Well, how do you do that, Dr. Vanessa? Every morning I walk through this place singing to the Lord, even if it may be making a joyful noise to the Lord for some of us. We open up our mouth and we let all of heaven and all of hell know Jesus Christ is the Lord. Oh, today, a labor of love, living, overcoming victoriously every day, celebrating today, Labor Day, as his ministers in the marketplace. In Jesus' name, back to you, Evangelist Tiffany. Did we lose Miss Tiffany? Well, praise God again for each and every one of you on the line. I thank God that I trust that this word blessed you today, that it encouraged your hearts, that you understand that it's great when we have holidays, but it's even greater to understand what the holidays are all about. And as we celebrate Jesus, as we celebrate the Jesus and those who went before us, who sacrificed so, so very much, God is glorified. Hallelujah. Are you there, Miss Tiffany?
I am, Dr. Vanessa. Can you hear me?
Now I can.
What a word. What a word. What a word. God is an awesome God. We thank you for an on-time word, as always, and we thank you that you have yielded to the Master and that you have blessed our souls this morning. So if we don't have anything to do, we know that we started our day up and we were blessed with the word of the Lord, and I pray that we will walk into that word. So I would like to ask my closing prayer intercessor if she would come to the phone right now and close us out in a word of prayer.
Minister Kathy, your line is open. Well, praise God. Evangelist Tiffany, I'll go on and close this out in prayer. I see her on the board. Father God, I just thank you for this word today that administered to our hearts and to our souls, that as we celebrate those who worked with a spirit of dignity and pride and a spirit of excellence, as they did it as unto you. We thank you that we celebrate that because of the firm foundation, so that four-letter word of work, of being consistent, of day in and day out building America to be the great nation that it is today. Today we take time to thank and celebrate their past. We take time to rest even in our bodies from those who've been working hard, to know that we will not grow weary in well-doing, but as we work faithfully, consistently, and stay focused on the hills which cometh our help, God, you will breathe on it. You will stir up the gifts inside of us. You will create those opportunities. And as we do and act with hands extended and laboring with love, the agape love of Christ, we thank you in advance for the many times and many ways that you're going to show up and show out in our lives. So as we leave this call, we lift up our many prayer requests. We thank God, Father, for those who have written in and have asked for prayer and are trusting and believing you, God, that you hear and you do answer prayer. Lord, I thank you for your protection with the elite ladies of expression, and as they have gone out and been faithful on the streets and the highways and the byways, to continue circling them with the blood of Jesus and giving them the wisdom and ordering their footsteps, who to pray for, where to go. We continue to lift up Elena and pray for the total healing in her body. We speak to every bone, every muscle, every tissue, and command it to line up and perform and function. Father, we thank you that it is not lupus, but we speak to her body a complete healing in you. We send the word of provision for Kitty. We thank you that you are providing the job and the home and the reuniting and restoration. Father, as you do a complete work in her, as she looks to you and submits to you, I thank you that you're making a way out of no way. We continue to lift up Regina, and we pray for the financial breakthrough for her friend Lisa, and to have favor with her finances. We continue to speak blessings on Regina and Tina's team, and we call them blessed, that they will grow in unity and one mind and one spirit. We continue to send that word of Jehovah Rapha healing virtue for her leg. And we thank you for Tammy, the Sophia wisdom of God, wisdom with her finances, wisdom with her relationships, what to be involved with, what not to be involved with. You are her Jehovah Rohi, her guide and her shepherd, and I thank you, you will continue to guide and to lead her. We lift up Jackie's prayer request, Father. We thank you for complete healing for her respiratory challenges, and we thank you for wisdom and provision for Shamika and her 10-month-old daughter as they've moved to Indiana from Flint, Michigan. And, Father, you are one who provides shelter and home and provision. You're her Jehovah Uri, her Jehovah Jireh. So we thank you that she finds the place to stay, a job for her child's safety in this season of transition. We lift up Shirley as we pray for Erica, her 28-year-old daughter. Father, diabetes is a name, and it must bow to the name of Jesus. So we continue to speak Jehovah Rapha healing of virtue, Father. We thank you for the praise report of the turnaround. We lift up Robin's brother Kip, and we curse that allergic reaction that has attacked his body, and we speak him whole and healed. Father, we call in the exact donor for his blood bone marrow transfer right now. Father, that there be peace in his mind and his spirit, but you will multiply, huh? You will speed up the time where it will not be a long wait. There's a donor, a perfect match out there, and we call them forth into fruition right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you that you are providing, and can we celebrate your protection through Hurricane Irene. And Father, even with the flooding and the things that are going on now, for the restoration, the peace and provision that is needed for Robin and all those who live in that East Coast, New Jersey, New York, Connecticut, and all up and down that eastern seaboard, you be with them, and that the devil cannot wreak any more havoc. We lift up Marsha. We pray for favor for her with her loan modification and her mortgage, and that she will be able to retain her home, and for the business venture with the restaurant. We speak the favor of God on that situation, the wisdom of God. We continue to lift up Minister Panquita Carter, and we speak her body cancer-free. We thank you for recovery and restoration and strength and peace in her mind in the name of Jesus. And even for Tropical Storm or now Depression Leah along that Gulf Coast and East Coast, we pray for those people that are affected, safety, safety, safety. And even with the approaching celebration and anniversary of 9/11 that is coming up, I just thank you, Lord, that protection, wisdom, safety. We curse and cancel every assignment of the enemy. Exposure is disclosure. Have your way, Spirit of the living God. So as we close this call today, as we spend the time with family and food and fellowship, let us remember what this day is all about. Let us celebrate those who've given and gone before us, and we will give you and you alone. All the glory, all the honor, and the praise. In Jesus' name, amen. We thank you for being on the call on this holiday morning, and we encourage you now to go out. And as we say each and every day, it's time for you to submit and obey to the call of the Master on your life, that blueprint call that is designed from glory just for you, and be his minister in the marketplace. Be blessed, and we look forward to hearing you on the call tomorrow morning. Bye-bye.